Welcome to the Live Your Mission podcast, episode number 3, Define and Design. Clarity is essential if we are going to produce a life that is valuable, not only to ourselves, but obviously to everyone around us. And clarity is essential in order to have that vision, in order to stay on mission the entire time. Now, because I've been labeled as a troubled child growing up, mom had people say, you know, don't bring him back to the barbershop. He's just too much trouble. She had babysitters who would say, don't call me again. He's too much trouble. And of course, I didn't feel like I was too much trouble at all. And there was one particular episode when I was in junior high school that really made me years down the road realize that the reason I caused so much trouble is that I was not actually clear on what was going on. Oh, I thought I was clear. And I certainly thought I was the one that knew the most, but often it was years later when I discovered, man, you were completely out of line. One of those episodes happened when I was getting ready for a junior high football game. We were leaving about 1 p.m. on a school day. And that morning, believe it or not, I got in trouble in class. We had one of our teachers that her favorite saying was, who pulled your string? And one day, she just kept talking. And then I was doing something in the back. She got on to me and I said, who pulled your string? You know, I thought it was pretty cute that I used her own phrase against her. Well, she didn't think it was cute at all. So she said, Paul, go down to the principal's office. When I went in, right when I opened the door, they said, hey, Paul, just take your seat. You know, they were used to me showing up down there. I got called into the principal's office and she said, Paul, I'm going to need you to come back after school. I said, well, I'd love to, but I can't because I've got a football game today and we're leaving town at 1, so I'm not going to be able to come after school. And she said, oh, you're coming after school. You're going to be here at 3. I said, well, I would like to, but I really can't because I will be out of town. I won't be able to be here. She said, you're going to be here. I said, I don't think you're getting this. I won't even be in the city. I'm going to be playing football 2 hours away. It is a physical impossibility for me to be here. And she said, listen, if I say that you are going to come after school, you're going to be here after school. I said, I don't think you're getting it. I will not be here after school. It's impossible. And she said, Paul, you're either coming back after school or you're getting a paddling right now. I said, I guess I'll have to take the paddling because I won't be here after school. Well, it was a couple of years later that I realized, hey, she was talking about her authority. You know, I thought that it was obvious that I couldn't be in two places at the same time. And she thought it was obvious that because she said so, I was going to show up. Well, she was actually the one that was clear and I wasn't clear at all. And the truth is, in our own lives, we often are not clear. We do not have a clear understanding, a clear picture of exactly what it is that we're wanting to accomplish. So if we're going to accept this mission, and if we're willing to go forward and move in a positive direction, we've got to make sure that there's clarity on exactly what we want to accomplish in whatever area of life. Now, the things that we covered today can be applied to any area. Some of the things that we mentioned last time, whether it's spiritual, relational, physical, it doesn't matter. You can use the same format to define and design exactly what you want to accomplish with each mission you may be on at the time. And remember, we can be on multiple missions. You know, as a parent, right now, I'm on a mission to continue to raise my children correctly, right? I'm married 18 years yesterday, but I'm still on a mission to make that marriage better. However, other areas of life, jobs that I don't have any longer, I'm not on those missions anymore. So we're going to have multiple missions at the same time. Some are going to be short term, some are going to be long term. So how do we define and design? We're going to use something that's old that you were raised with, and that is who, what, when, where, and how. But it's going to really help us lock in on the clarity. So whatever mission you're pursuing at the time, who is it going to affect? And what I'm going to use is something just physical. Let's say that I want to get in better shape. I'm wanting to lose 15 pounds and I want to get stronger, more tone. So who is going to be affected by this? Well, certainly I'm going to be affected and my family is going to be affected and my friends are going to be affected. Now, what I would do is I would write this down specifically. I would write down Marla, Sam, Stephen, among my family. Maybe I'd write down my mom, Rebecca, dad, Tim. So I'd write down these names, and I'd even write down the names of friends so that I can see who will be specifically affected by this. Instead of just saying friends and family, nondescript, be very specific. Use the names so that we know what is on the line and who we're on the line for, who we're really pursuing this mission for. Now, if let's say that part of your mission is to sponsor a child that's an orphan, then your who may simply be that child's name, but be very specific. Secondly, what? What will the outcome be? What's the end result? What am I shooting for here? So that if I'm better physically, if I've got more fitness, what happens? Well, I feel better. I'm in a better mood. I can be available for my children in a way that out-of-shape parents are not available for their children. And so I start realizing reasons behind doing this. Not just selfish reasons, I'll feel better, but also positive, unselfish reasons that are going to benefit others. Even my fitness is going to allow me to travel to mission zones more effectively, to do physical labor that I would not be able to do if I was in an unhealthy situation. It's also going to allow me to live longer, as long as everything else goes right, right? It's going to allow me to live longer and positively impact my world to a greater extent. So write down who the mission is for and what the mission is for. What's the end result? And I would encourage you to make a massive list. Write down every single thing you can think of as a positive motivation, as a positive result, a positive outcome for taking these steps. When am I going to need to do this? Is this something that I need to engage in every day? Is it part of the day? Is it awareness that needs to go all day long? Is it something I'm going to be doing once a month? You know, let's go back to the example of sponsoring a child. I may pray for that child every day, but I may only write the child once a month. And so when I'm on that mission of writing once a month, and that's my win for this particular mission, then I really focus on it. I really get engaged. I make sure that I'm pouring my heart out in a way that is going to impact that life, not simply going, okay, well, it's time for me to write that letter. See, often when we go out on a mission, we'll call it a goal. And a goal we tend to be lackadaisical about. Sure, we start with it pretty quickly, but then we kind of pull back. But when we've got a mission, we're about something greater than ourselves, then we tend to focus more, right? So that's what's going to happen when we get clear on our win. So if I'm going to be about this physical mission, then I may decide that I'm going to run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to ride my bike Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday's going to be an off day. So I've got some clarity in the when, exactly when I'm going to do that, when I'm going to participate. Where is this mission taking place? Is it at the gym, home, church? Work? Is it all places? See, this acts as a trigger. That's a pretty important concept because we can't think about everything all of the time, right? I can't always be thinking about fitness every moment of the day. That'd be unhealthy. That type of obsession would not benefit my family. The outcome would not be positive. But if I'm going to exercise in a gym, then that acts like a trigger. Boom. All right, I've stepped in the gym. It's time to lift. Everything else goes away. If I'm doing that running that I just mentioned, the minute I lace up my shoes, that can be the trigger to focus me on the mission so that for the next 30 minutes or the next hour that I am tied into that goal, tied into the mission, and really able to focus on it. That doesn't mean that I don't think about other things while I'm out running, right, or listening to music, etc., but that I'm engaged. I'm not simply going through the motions. And I think that's critical because we see too much of that in our world where people are stepping out into the next day just like it's the day before. And I think we've all been there. We've all lived like that. Instead, we want to be engaged and we want to have that trigger, and the where is the trigger because it's a physical place that we can be. It's a physical action that we can take that will allow our minds to get engaged and say immediately, boom, that's it. All right, I'm on track. I'm ready to move forward. I'm engaged. And so we're not simply going through those motions. So who, what, when, where, and how. So really the who, what, when, and where are the define. They define what the mission is. But the how is how we actually design the mission. Now, what am I going to do? And this is going to be more detailed. You know, I've really got to dive into it to a larger degree. So I said that I'm going to run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I may say that Monday, I'm going to do a 5K. On Wednesday, I'm going to do some interval training. And I'm going to write that out. Now, I might do it like 30 minutes of sprint, 30 minutes of walking. Or 30 minutes of sprint. That'd be unbelievable, wouldn't it? I am a machine. I'm going to enter the Ironman, 30 seconds of sprinting and then 30 seconds of walking. Or it may be 30 seconds of sprinting and a full minute of walking and be able to get some air and some oxygen from recuperation back in. But I begin to detail it. Friday may be a long day. I may decide that I'm going to run 10 miles every Friday. And even part of that may be my recuperation plan. So I might start to put some nutrition in here as well and say that on Monday and Wednesday, I take a protein drink, muscle milk, something like that right after. And I say that I'm going to make sure that I'm taking in 50 grams of carbs and 30 grams of protein. And then on Friday, because I've done 10 miles, I may say I want 100 grams of carbs, maybe even 150 grams, and I want 50 grams of protein. So I become a lot more specific when I start writing down exactly how I'm going to do this. Let's say that I want to become a better parent. How am I going to do that? Every night I want to make sure that I pray for my kids. Every morning before school, I want to make sure that they hear my voice, get a hug, and I tell them to have a great day today. Every afternoon, I engage and say, how was today? And because I've got teenagers, you know, it's going to be, is all right. You know, it's going to be all the answer. And sometimes I'll push a little bit on that. I've not found that it's highly appreciated. But regardless of the response that I get, I want to be faithful to the action, the how, what I'm doing. So I'm going to engage my kids multiple times a day. Whereas on the physical side, I might just engage once a day and I might even have an off day. But when it comes to parenting, I don't have an off day. You know, that's every day. It's pretty much constant, but I still want to make sure that I've got the time set and what I'm going to do. So those are all pretty basic, that how. Then I may even add in some extra things, such as once a month, write a note, put it on Stephen's pillow. Because I tend to be a joker in the house and a little bit pestering. Even when I get serious, it's not always received well. So from time to time, I just need to make sure that Stephen and Sam's out of the house now. But when he comes home, you know, perhaps write a note, put it on their pillow, and talk to them from my heart so that they're barriering up. Is Dad joking around this time? What's for real? What's going on? You know, and so I've got to make sure that I am providing that much more serious and for real aspect for them. Now, I got a great compliment. Anytime I get a compliment from the kids, about the kids, I make sure I pass that on. So last week, I got a great compliment about Stephen, something that he was helping out with up at church. And one of the guys came and said, you know, Stephen's a great leader. So the next day, I said, hey, Stephen, I just want you to know so-and-so said something super positive about you. He said that you're just a great leader on this retreat, and I appreciate you, buddy. And I want you to know that I'm really proud of you. So, you know, then there's no playing around. There's no joking. I don't follow that up with any kind of snarky comment. But instead, I want him to know that I really do appreciate him. I really am proud of him. And so that's part of my mission, right? And I'm very specific with that. I want to make sure that some of these rules that I'm trying to follow are written down. Because even though those things should be natural, they're not always natural. Because the speed of life gets involved. So in my how, I have all of those things written down, such as three times a day to engage, such as once a month to write the note, such as anytime there's a compliment to make sure that I pass it on seriously. All right, so that's part of my how. That's That's the design, the function of this mission, to become a better parent to my children. So we can take this same process and use it across the board with whatever mission that we're on. Who will be impacted? Who will be affected? What's the outcome going to be? When am I going to do this? Daily? Weekly? Is it going to be monthly? Is it encounter-based? Where? Does it take place at home, at church, at the gym, school, work, all places? But this acts as a trigger to engage my mind and get me mission-focused. And then how? What's the plan? What's the course of action? So don't be like me in the principal's office that day, thinking that I had a clue about what was going on and I really didn't. We need to sit down, work through every single aspect of defining and designing our mission so that we can stay on point, we can go out and impact our world in a positive way, we can take responsibility for our life, and we can know 100% that we're living our mission. Be blessed. Visit me online at paulbevans.com. paulbevans.com. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. Well, I'll keep you updated about the articles and podcast. Live your mission.